The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
If you're not planning to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, you may change your mind after you hear what I've got to tell you. DoorDash, the online delivery service, is about to run the biggest giveaway in Super Bowl ad promotion history, and you may want to be a part of it. They're giving one lucky winner one of everything being advertised during the Super Bowl.
I love this.
So, what does that include? It includes a BMW i5 M60 electric car.
Oh, nice.
It also includes a Clydesdale horse saddle.
Oh, I thought you were going to get a Clydesdale horse. I'm like, what? This is great.
Amazing.
1,000 chicken wings from Popeyes.
Ooh, yes.
Oh.
And that's just to name a few. Yeah. There are other things as well. To win, you have to crack the code that's in the actual DoorDash ad. So that's going to air during the Super Bowl. If you can crack the code,
so smart.
You go to the website that's advertised, and then you could be that
one lucky
winner.
And then they do a drawing of all the people that got it right for the winner. That's a great idea because it's going to force you to look for their ad and remember it and really focus on it. Like, this is the kind of thing, like, during the game where you got people that are take the game serious. Now you got to have people that are going to take the commercial serious.
That'll be me.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I would be, too. I'm like, yeah, let's crack this code.
Yeah, and if you're a millionaire, that's not a big deal for you because you're like, I could just buy that if
right.
I wanted
to.
That's
kind of where I'm at.
So if you're not in our tax bracket, the millionaires will be in attendance at the Super Bowl, will probably be propped back and living their best life in the limited $2.5 million luxury suites.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty
nice.
That will be available. Yes, I'm sure Taylor Swift and Casey?
Travis Kelce. Come on.
That his family, they're all going to be up there watching him.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I looked to see what is available in this luxury suite. Well, sure. I mean, you have a huge TV in case you don't want to watch it with your own eyes.
The actual game.
Well, you get replays. Because how many times when you're at something, you're like, oh, I wish I could see that again.
That's true.
You know?
Good point. You'll also get a full menu of amazing food like surf and turf nachos, bacon wraps. Hot dogs.
Okay. Wait a minute. Not for $2.5 million. I mean, I would love that. But
glazed donut sundae.
Okay. You've got to have more discerning palate for $2.5 million.
That's Super Bowl food.
No.
You don't want to be eating caviar while you're watching your future husband score a touchdown.
I don't like any frou-frou food, but if I just drop $2.5 million on something and I get free food with it, I want something like a snail on something, you know? Like,
you wouldn't eat it. Then you'd complain.
But I'm going to feel bougie, you know?
And turning it down.
Yeah.
I don't want that, Jeeves.
I'll hit McDonald's on the way out, like, for sure. But,
honestly,
like, I want to feel like I got something
for
my money.
Why are we even talking about it? It's $2.5 million.
Yeah. Well, if we all three went in.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, like,
are you
taking definitely
up three-thirds
you.
Of that?
No.
I'm not doing that at all.
I love going to concerts when somebody, like a company, has a box, and you're like, oh, this is so great. Like, I love it. I could never pay for that.
No.
Never in a million years justify paying for that.
No.
But if somebody, for example, Taylor Swift lives in Nashville. If you are inviting me, Taseway, I will come and I will eat the hot dog thing, okay? And I won't complain a bit. So I would go. I just can't afford it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I know it's a commandment. I know it's right in there. Thou shalt not lie. I get it. I understand it. But there are some times I do believe that we stretch the truth, omit something, lie a little to protect someone. Like, I think we do it for people's own good sometimes. And that happened to me just the other day. Betty Rock was so kind. She was like, hey, y'all. That's how she sounds.
No, I don't.
Actually,
hey, y'all.
That's a calm version.
That was
good. You usually go way more.
Hey, y'all.
There you go.
Hey, I was down at the holler the other day.
Piggly Wiggly.
And, you know, they got coffee at Piggly Wiggly. I'd like to buy you guys some coffee.
I didn't say that. I just said, hey, I had a sick day recently, and I knew y'all had to step up for me. So I said, I just want to treat you to some breakfast. I said it in a very calm, very normal manner.
Yeah, she did. And so she's like, hey, y'all. Here's a little breakfast treat. And so she bought us coffee. And I have a specific coffee drink that I get every time.
By specific, he means it's ridiculous.
It's a little pretentious, maybe. I don't know. I feel weird ordering it myself. But
what I do is, to make it less complicated, I put the order in on the app. And so I'm in charge of all that. Yeah. I get it all done. And you walked out of the room for a minute, and I looked at Gavin, because Gavin is the one that usually picks up the breakfast and brings it back. And I said, hey, just to let you know, I ordered Wally a decaf coffee.
Because they don't like it when I get super caffeinated, because I get high.
I love it.
Oh, thank you, Gavin.
I think it makes the day a lot better.
It makes it worse. Less tolerable. So I told Gavin this so that he could pull the sticker off of your coffee so you wouldn't know it was decaf.
Yeah. Because in the past, you had said, like, I kind of want to maybe do a decaf
thing. Try it. Yeah.
But I specifically
that day said, I don't want to try it because if I don't like it, I don't want to waste Betty Rock's money.
You always say that.
And so that was not the day for me.
So anyways, we didn't tell you. You took a sip and you were like, oh, I love it. Oh, it's so good. I just
so
love
good.
It. Mm. Oh, so good. So good. So
yummers.
Good. And then I was like, it's decaf. And you're like,
what? Yeah, but it was really good. And in full disclosure, you lied to me, and that's fine. I'm getting over that. It hurts more from Gavin. I'm used to you lying to me. Yeah, but Gavin, no, not you, sir.
I mean, like, it was her. She made me do it.
Don't say that, son. I just, it was for my own good. And so now I realize, especially during support drive, which we have coming up on Friday, I realize I can do decaf coffee because I've done it. I've had a lot of caffeine during support drive and it's almost killed me literally before.
Yeah.
And so I can actually do that. Oh, speaking of support drive, coming up right now beforehand, we can do a little head start on this thing. If you want to help make a $20,000 match, you can text the word give to 91979. And if you do that and do your best monthly gift, you'll help out $20,000 to the total before we even get going.
You'll also help out his heart as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so thank you very much for even considering any of those options. So here's the deal, okay? It just left me. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Yeah. I need more coffee.
People have lied to you.
Yes.
But maybe there's a time where it needed to be done. Maybe you needed to lie to someone for their own good. Yeah. I had to do that because, honestly, my decaffeinated self can't handle your caffeinated self.
Exactly.
And so I needed to lie to you to help you.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever had to tell a fib to somebody for their own good? That's what we're talking about right now. We'd love to have you in. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we kind of got off on this discussion about times you've had to maybe omit the truth, stretch the truth, something like that, for somebody's own good. And I know lying is wrong, I totally understand that, but I think your heart it factors into that as well, like if you're trying to protect somebody.
And yours does, literally, as well as...
Yeah, figuratively.
Figuratively, because you wanted actual caffeinated coffee, and I knew it wasn't good for your heart, so I lied a little bit, told a fib, per se, and got you decaf instead, and made you believe it was actual caffeinated
and it
coffee.
And it was good. Like, it's actually good. I'm actually happy about that, because, during support drive, I need a lot of extra juice, but it was affecting my heart, and so now I can have the coffee that I like and maybe not kill myself.
Yay. Well, it turns out I'm not alone. Lisa said that her sixth grade teacher lied to her about ratios by saying, you will use this math all the time as an adult. That is false information.
But it was good for the time because you need to learn stuff.
Yeah. Dana said, my husband is diabetic and he really wanted strawberry jello, begging me to make it. Mm. So I made the sugar-free kind and told him it was the regular. He ate it and he never knew.
Oh, well, there you go. See, again, for his own good, because the sugar would not be good for him as a diabetic.
Right.
I totally get that. So, Jackie, have you ever, stretched the truth to protect somebody?
Of course. My son, when he was younger, I had to, dip a little bit with the meat because I wanted to have fish, so I used to buy tilapia. And I told him it was chicken. So he went for it, and for years he would eat the tilapia when not realizing it was really chicken. But I, you know, when you season it well and things like that, you know, he didn't know any different.
And then when he goes to a friend's house and has chicken nuggets, he's like, "What? What
this is tastes
this?
Like tilapia."
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
Okay, so if you're like me, you're doing chores around the house and you're either listening to music on your headphones or you're singing music yourself, and it doesn't sound all that great.
I don't know. I think you sound like an angel. A fallen angel.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, maybe you're doing both, and that's the case for me. I like to listen and sing along. Recently, I was putting new clean sheets on my bed, and a song was stuck in my head, like it always is. And I realized I was singing Rachel Lampa's Perfectly Loved. While I was singing / humming it, there was one part in the song that hit me a bit different. And it's like you always say, Wally, you know, you hear a song multiple times, but then it clicks with you in a different way. And that's what happened for me. It's this part in the song.
Don't need fixing or solving in the arms of His grace.
Okay, what did it say? Don't need fixin' what?
You don't need fixin' or solvin' in the arms of His grace.
And I know why you like this, because it drops the G.
Oh, that's true.
You don't need fixin' or solvin', He'll solve it.
That's very true. Well, I find myself constantly slipping back into feeling like I need to earn my way into salvation.
Sure.
And it can feel overwhelming, stressful, because it's not even possible. I'm constantly messing up. And I never hit that barometer of what perfect to me actually is and what is allowed. But that's what I love about this song, because it reminds me of the truth that God realizes I am not capable, and He's ready to provide plenty of grace because He knows I need it. In Isaiah 64:6, it says, "Our good deeds are nothing but filthy rags." So even our best efforts are not even gonna count towards what would be considered righteous. But here's the good news. In Isaiah 61:10, God tells us that He covers us with His own righteousness. So I kind of see it as like a filter. You know, when you put on, let's say for instance, you're colorblind, you put on those colorblind glasses. So you're looking through your natural vision and you can't see any of the color. But when you put the colorblind glasses on, everything is in color. And to me, that's how I see it as when we're covered with God's righteousness. I don't have to earn it. It is just given freely. And for that, I am super grateful.
And that's exactly what perfect love is, you know, in God's economy. Like, we are not capable of that. So here you go. It's Perfectly Loved, Rachel Lampa. And that's where that's at.
Who said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone?
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Wally.
I remember back in the day, a simpler time, you know, when you would just go to Disney and it didn't cost you an arm and a leg. Mm. You didn't need a computer science degree to have a nice vacation.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but yes. The first ticket sold for Disney was like a dollar.
Yeah,
$5?
Like, the last one I saw was 48 years old. It was $8. And now it's 164, depending, you know. Now they have more things to do. But again, if you have a family of four, it is so pricey. It's not even funny. And I believe Disney has messed things up so badly, and they nickel and dime you to death now. That said, my wife is actually visiting my daughter who works at Disney, and we're going to a park today. And it just,
hypocrite!
Oh, 100%. And it continues to drive me nuts. If I could sit down with Iger, the CEO, I would give him an earful. Mm-hmm. And be like, this is what people are experiencing that you're removed from. You know, and you've forgotten the values of this company. You guys have totally just blown that away.
Yeah, in your ivory tower, you're not seeing the blue-collar people.
No, exactly. I mean, it's like, so this is the thing. It is so hard for people to figure out the new systems that they have there. There are people that are giving classes online to help you be prepared for your trip to Disney. That is so messed up.
Yeah, and that should say something.
Yes.
Like, if you have a place that you provide to the public and it's so confusing that people are having to take classes to understand it, something's wrong.
My wife is a Disney travel agent, and like, she spends so much time educating the people before their trip. Okay, you need to learn this, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. She tells them the lingo that they're using now, and she'll tell them, okay, here's the best way to do all this, and give them like a strategy and stuff. Because you have to have a game plan. It's like having a coach drawing up a plan for you now.
Well, because now there's a thing called Genie Plus. And you got to know how to figure that out, because if you don't, you won't ride any rides.
That's exactly it. Genie Plus is an added charge that you pay to get in shorter lines, and even then you have to plan your day around the different times that you can go to each ride. I mean, it is a nightmare. You have to get up, like, there are certain rides that are virtual queues. You have to get up, you have to be online or on the app at 7 a.m. to try to get into a virtual queue that you might not get that ride till 7 o'clock at night. And then sometimes you might not even get the ride. So you spend all this money and you go, I want to ride Tron, and you never get to ride it because you couldn't get a virtual queue, and you can't just walk up and be in line. They only do it on the app now.
So you're saying a lot of things already that are overwhelming me, like a virtual queue and getting the app. And what if the Wi-Fi doesn't work? Then what?
I mean, that's a whole nother thing. I mean, it is crazy. And it's like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for parents that are going for the first time and taking their kids, and they're not prepared, and they spend, you know, all day and a lot of money, and they might ride two or three rides, you know, if that, you know. And I had some people that I know that recently happened to, and it's frustrating, you know. It shouldn't happen. They need to reverse this. But until they do, you know, it would be a good idea. Watch some YouTube videos if you're planning a trip with your family this year. Watch YouTube videos. Talk to a Disney travel agent. Talk to someone that's been. Get the lay of the land and learn stuff ahead of time. You'll maximize your fun then, and you'll minimize a little bit of the stress. But it will still be stressful for you as a mom. I promise you that.
Mommy!
Oh, I promise
want water,
you that.
It
is crazy. So anyway, maybe that'll help you out if you're planning a trip there this summer. Uplifting. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And one of the fun things about being in a long-term committed relationship is you get to surprise each other, you know, or you try to. You try your best to. My wife is one of the most difficult people on the planet. Let me finish.
Yeah, please.
I need to finish that sentence before everyone laughs. To surprise. Mm-hmm. Because she looks for anything out of the norm, and then we'll pick it apart and be like, what's going on? What are you doing? Okay, all right. So normally around birthdays and stuff and Christmas and everything, it's like, just don't ask questions, you know? So this year for her birthday, she has a cake that she likes. It's just a real simple cake to make. And I told her, I said, let me make your cake, please, okay? And she's like, oh, I'll do it. I'm like, no, let me make your cake. Because I knew I was not going to make that cake. Because earlier in the week, she saw someone on TikTok that had a Disney cake, like a Mickey cake. And she was like, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. So I found one, I had it made, I ordered it, and I'm picking it up on the day we're going to celebrate her birthday.
Wow.
So that is the day that I put off making the cake till, because she's like, well, why don't you make it the night before? That's good, I'll do it tomorrow. So then tomorrow rolls around, and I'm having to put her off on the thing, And, you know, she's like, oh, are you going to make the cake? Because it needs time to sit. You can't frost it hot. I'm like, I know, I got it. I'm all over it. I'm going to go out in the garage and work on something, okay? And so then I'm like, you know what? I told you I was going to wash your car, so I'm going to work on this. I'm going to wash your car, and then I'll be back. That was me leaving to go get her cake.
Mm. Well done.
In the 20 minutes it took me to go get that cake, she couldn't just let it alone. She's like, I walk in, and I just smell cake. I'm like, did you make your cake? And she's like, I knew you were busy. You had a lot on your plate today, and we have things we're going to do. And so it was just the what? Time was going to get you, so I made my cake.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, woman, why? And so
wow.
I go out into the laundry room and go, this is why I was gone. It's this big box, and it's really cool decorated. She's like, what is that? I'm like, it's your cake. I bought you a Disney cake, woman.
She has either trust or control issues.
She has both.
And the problem really is throughout the year, when it's not her birthday, this is very needed for you.
Correct.
Like, she does need to remind you of things.
Correct.
And she does need to look out for you because
right.
you have no mindset of what time is.
That's why like I don't even get upset by it anymore because
right.
it's just become part of our lives. Like I know she's going to try to figure things out. And this she wasn't trying to figure it out. She just knew I'm not good with time management sometimes. I'll get distracted building
yeah.
something. She's like, okay, I'll do this to be nice. I'll make it so he doesn't have to worry about
right.
it. So she thought she was doing something nice for me. I'm doing something nice for her. At the end, it still works. But
she did ruin it.
It was funny. Yeah, she ruined the surprise. Yes, absolutely. 1,000,000,000%. So that's what I want to talk about with you because I know I'm not the only one. Has your spouse ever ruined a surprise for you? Something maybe that was simple or something elaborate that you worked on, and they just ruined it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show. That's how you can be part of it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. When has your spouse spoiled a surprise, Grace?
Yes. So I had a whole restaurant full of people for celebrating his 30th birthday, and it was going to be his 30th, and it was a big surprise. And that whole day, I just kept saying, hey, maybe why don't we, like, go out to dinner? And he was like, no, I'm just not leaving the house. I want to sit in my chair. I'm not going to go. And this went on for enough time that I finally had to say, honey, there is a restaurant full of people there. You have to go. I wanted to surprise you, but since you won't leave the house, like
yep.
you have to know what's happening. So we went and he had a great time, but I had to ruin the surprise for him.
Aww. Yeah, I get it. Because sometimes people get something so stuck in their head and they won't get off of it. And you're like, I'm trying to do
yeah.
something nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go with me a little. Just bend a little. It's going to be great. And I'm going to Jesus juke this for a minute, actually.
Oh, boy.
When you think about it, like, I think that's how God is with us. When we, like, fight him on everything. And he's like, if you would just go with it, it's going to be so good down here. Why won't you just listen to me and follow me, you know?
Wow.
Absolutely. His interruptions to us sometimes are inconvenience, but God always knows what he's doing. We just got to go with it sometimes. Go with the inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm sure God has those moments where we spoil his surprises all the time. And he's like, all right, let's just go to the restaurant. Well, Grace, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.
Has your spouse ever spoiled a surprise?
I have spoiled a surprise for him inadvertently.
Oh, okay. You did. How so?
The Christmas after our daughter was born, I bought him a Zelda art book, and Amazon sent the wrong one. So I had to call them and wait on hold for like 7 years, and I was sitting in our room on hold because it had been so long, and he was in there, and they answered, and I said, you have to stay in here. I'm going to go talk to Amazon. You can't hear what I'm going to say. And I rushed to the other side of the house to the baby's room. When I come back out, he is looking all smug and happy, and I'm like, why do you have that look on your face? And he's like, you know there's a baby monitor in that room, right?
So you were in the baby's room talking to Amazon. He was on the other end of the monitor in y'all's room so you could hear your child, and he heard everything you said?
Yeah.
It is weird. Like, having a baby monitor, in essence, is like having your house bugged. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you definitely forget about that. Because I know I've gone upstairs when my daughter was young to complain about something. Sometimes your infant's the only one that's going to listen to you. And you're like, she's crazy, right? Yeah, mama's crazy, right? And then they can hear everything you say. Well, Kate, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you've been listening at all this week, you might be aware of something, but if not, I want to get you caught up. We have support drive starting on Friday, but we've had some people come up early to give us a head start going in, because if we can get a little momentum going into support drive, it always helps. It makes a difference. And these people put up $20,000, 20 grand to say, hey, we want to challenge other people to join us. So we're looking for people to do their best monthly gift, whatever it is. And we started off looking for 100 people to do this, and we're down in like the 70s or something like that by now. And so it's moving forward, which is great, but we haven't hit the need yet. And we only have today and tomorrow. So if you've listened to Way FM for any length of time and you love Way FM and you'd like to help out, it's very simple to do right now.
Yeah, when you text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979, we'll send you a link on how you can get involved doing your best gift. That's GIVE to 91979, or simply by going to wayfm.com.
And I got to tell you, it's so much more than just music that, you know, people find here. And that's what you're supporting, you know, and you're helping people just like this.
I've battled anxiety, which was I have agoraphobic, where I couldn't leave the house. And I was a stay-at-home mom, and it was very hard for watching my husband and children go do things when I was stuck in the house and couldn't leave because I was physically get sick. It got so bad that I kind of turned away from God. Because I felt like, I mean, I knew he loved me, but I just felt like he couldn't take care of me. And after hearing the truth song and hearing the even if song, that it doesn't matter if God doesn't heal me, he's still with me and he's still going to take care of me, and I can trust him for that.
That's a big perspective shift, man. Big. And I love that. You hear her voice break a little bit in there. She's sharing her story, but she's like, yeah, it might not change things, but I know I'm not alone.
And that's the kind of thing you're supporting.
Yes.
When you do your best monthly gift by texting GIVE to 91979 or by going to wayfm.com.
And the song she mentioned is amazing. Because we all know the power of God, and that's the hard thing about being a believer is when he doesn't swoop in and change it, what do you do with that? And she made a conscious choice to realize that even when he doesn't change my circumstances, he's still with me in it. And I think that's something that people need to hear on a daily basis. And that's what you're supporting. So we'd love to have you get in right now. We need to get you counted in towards making this challenge happen at $20,000 before we even kick off support drive. That's huge. So if you want to get in and do your best monthly gift, just text the word GIVE to 91979. That's GIVE to 91979. Or you can always go to wayfm.com. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I don't personally follow American Idol episode by episode, but I'm always drawn to stories where I see that someone's singing a Christian song or a song that I know by one of our artists. So there's this one girl, though. Her name is McKenna Breinholt. She performed There Was Jesus by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. Here's a clip of that. In the way, in the search,
in the healing. Her voice sounds very masculine there.
Okay, well, here's McKenna singing on American Idol.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, I start to fall.
I love when Christian songs make it onto
Idol. Yeah. Roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus.
That's good.
And she sounds good, but yeah, it's kind of unique that her story is actually like a lot more powerful than just one song. She says she told the story about how she was somebody who was adopted at a young age. She was given up by her birth mom. She was adopted by a loving family, but when she was old enough, she inquired about her birth family and eventually reached out and connected with them over FaceTime. They found out that they all love music, so kind of see that she kind of maybe got it from there. But she hadn't met them face to face yet, though. But her adoptive parents. Actually invited the birth family to come to this American Idol moment for her. And they did kind of a meetup after she performed. They're like, oh, do you want to bring your family out? And then when she opens the door to bring her family, the birth family walks out as well and surprises her. There's tears.
That's
emotion.
A great moment.
If you do want to see that moment, because it really is something that brought a tear to my eye, you can text the word family to 91979 and see it for yourself.
Oh, well, there you go. American Idol really has learned since the William Hung days. They used to go for all of the like bad performances. That's what they thought was what got them places. But then they started learning that, man, stories that make you feel good, you know, at the end of this thing are really more powerful.
And I think it's cool, too, because it's a feel-good story, but then she's also, again, still performing, you know, a Christian song. So there's also that message that's getting out there as well.
So she did make the cut.
She did make the cut. Well, this is... We hope. Yeah, they released this clip as a preview for the upcoming season.
Okay.
That's super mean of American Idol. If, like, she doesn't make the cut she's been rejected again, you know, whatever. Like, oh, brutal. Oh. So, you know what? Let's have a good thought and hope that it's going to happen the way it should happen in this story. Why are you so negative, Gavin?
What are you guys doing?
Pessimistic.
All right, what is the link again?
You can text the word family to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So obviously the Super Bowl is this weekend, and there's been a lot of talk about the game and about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and, you know, things like that. Betty Rock has been to some playoff parties already because she's so sporty.
And the thing is, I didn't even know what they were playoff games. Yeah. I was like, we're getting together to watch some game? Okay, sure.
That's fun. But you have a shirt that you are preparing to win. Yeah. We're doing a thing on Friday for the first day of support drive, which, by the way, if you haven't ever supported the ministry and you want to get in and make a difference with Your Way FM.
And on a winning team.
Yes, we have a $20,000 match going on right now that your best monthly gift could turn into $20,000 simply by texting the word give to 91979, and that would give us a head start going into the support drive, which would be amazing. So thank you if you're even considering that. But we also are doing a thing where we're wearing like team jerseys that day, you know, camaraderie and you know, excitement. And so you have a shirt, Rock, that I like.
Yes, I've got a sweatshirt that I'm going to wear, and it's going to say, I just hope both teams have fun.
I love that. That's so you. It's perfect, okay? I don't have any allegiance in this team, or at least I didn't think I did until Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift started dating, and now I'm all in. I have made my own t-shirt for this day. And
you're not going to a Super Bowl.
No, I'm just wearing it for Friday here at work. And I'll wear it myself when I make wings by myself. But this is the t-shirt that I made. Lady Rock, look at this.
Trailer.
It's yeah.
So that good. Is.
Yeah.
That's,
see that?
That's really good.
It's a football diagram like a coach would design with the X's and O's. That's love. Mm-hmm. And then it's surrounded by a play pattern running of like a heart that turns into a heart. And so that's what I will be wearing. And I have spent way too much time making that. I had to get Photoshop out. I had to find artwork, make it happen.
Oh,
I tried some AI and then had to use it on my Cricut machine and then put it on a shirt. I went way too involved in this.
But how fun is it? You had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So here's what I want to talk about. What are fun Super Bowl shirts? Maybe ones that you've seen or ones that you're like, oh, I'm going to make this for my Super Bowl party. Like you could do Bringing Mahomes the Victory if you like Mahomes and the 49ers. The exactly. See? Play is on words are always fun. So have you seen one that you are planning to wear or one that you'd like to make? Love to get your take on this. funny or interesting, creative Super Bowl t-shirt ideas. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you thought of a creative shirt that you would wear where you don't have, like, you know, skin in the game?
I want to make a shirt that says, I liked football before it was made cool by Taylor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you could, like, you could say, I was a football fan PT, pre-Taylor.
You know, you should go to one of those Taylor Swift parties. You know, there are some girls that are having Taylor Swift parties or Taylor Swift-themed football parties.
Oh,
and
they're really
watching the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
And everything is Taylor Swift.
I hadn't really thought of that there's going to be a whole different audience for this game, and it will be people not watching the game, but they'll just be gathering to watch to see when Taylor Swift gets shown on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because her fans are huge. They're ravenous, you know? And so, that'd be an interesting party to go to. It'd be very shrill. I think that would be a very shrill party to be at.
Take earmuffs.
That's it. Well, David, we got you down, man. Thanks for the help today.
Thanks.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you like the show, every day we actually do a podcast after the show, and it's all things that we did not do on the show. So you can get both. You can get the replay of the content we did during the day, as well as new stuff that we haven't talked about yet. And sometimes, a little revealing, actually, we were talking about the Super Bowl and how Betty Rock is not a Swiftie. No secret about that at all, correct?
I mean, how many times do you think we're going to...
Yeah, so no secret.
No. I mean, I'm over it. Like, she is the problem, and it is her. Yes. I'm over it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it seemed to get really personal, really fast, and maybe even a little catty as we discussed Taylor Swift's connection to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you think we're going to see Taylor Swift?
Oh, they'll keep cutting to her constantly. And if she makes it, you know, she's coming in from Tokyo, so a lot riding on this game.
There's a part of me that just wants to see something not work out. You know, everything works out for her.
So wrong.
You're awful.
Just one thing.
Just one thing not go right for her.
That she can't, like, run towards and to her Super Bowl, now Super Bowl winning whoever.
Boyfriend. Yeah, she can't even say the words. I love how that got. I just want to see one thing not work out for her.
Am I asking too much?
A little. Gavin was taken aback.
Well,
mainly.
It's just mean.
Yeah, who hurt you?
Wait a minute. Gavin, there are people that you can't stand, and you really can't put a finger on it, on why. So I'm not alone in this. Okay?
There's no one that Gavin doesn't like.
I was saying this the other day. I don't have a select group of people or a person that I despise.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. No, if you would turn not him.
Yes, he does.
If you would turn that on me, absolutely.
Oh, you have too many to count.
I have arch nemesis. You know, I have nemesi. What is the plural of nemesis? All right. If you want to check out the podcast, it's conversations just like this in even longer form. And you can do that by texting the letters TWS to 91979, and we'll send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and $20,000 is a lot of money. I think we could all agree on that. And so to invest that into something like a radio ministry, for some people seems crazy. Like, why would you do that? You can just listen to the radio. But we've had some people that, to give us a head start as we move into Support Drive, are like, hey, we want to help out. We want to do a challenge for people to get them to join with us. And we're looking for people to do their best monthly gift. Whatever that looks like for you, $20 a month, great. $30 a month, $40, whatever it looks like for you. They'll add $20,000 into the pre-Support Drive total if we get those 100 people to say, yeah, we're going to join you with this endeavor. And so in this next two songs, kind of the need right now is 6 people in the next two songs to say, okay, I got you. I'll be part of this. I want to get in on that, you know, ground floor and get a head start as we move into Support Drive. And it's really super easy.
Yeah, when you text the word GIVE to 91979, we'll send you a link. That's GIVE, G-I-V-E. To 91979, doing your best monthly gift that can have a $20,000 impact.
And it's only 6 people in the next couple of songs to, you know, keep us on pace here, which would be absolutely amazing if one of you could do that. We have so many people that are listening right now. And there's a reason behind this, too. It's not about hitting goals, because every one of these, you know, moments that we mention has a purpose because it's connecting with somebody on a deep level. And like this lady here.
4 years ago in November, I made a normal post. Hey, you know, it's Wednesday, but in my head, I was planning how I was going to end my life that day and planning and writing out, like, which kid is going to who, what kids' doctor's appointments are coming up. This is their medication. This is their therapies. This is the days they need everything. I was also, like, in my car, and we've listened to WayFM, like, every day religiously, and the music was playing, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm listening to God, but yet here I am doing something I shouldn't be doing. But it was just a simple song, and it literally just like, okay, Janae, snap out of it. This is not okay. Your kid needs you. So I stopped doing what I was doing. And right before I picked up my kids, I called my psychologist and I was like, hey, I'm going straight to the hospital.
That's amazing. And a song is what triggered that life change for her. And she went and got help. That's incredible to hear that, you know. But that's the difference that can be made. And there's another thing in here, too. She's talking about I was making a plan. I was writing things down. I was getting my ducks in order for this. Mental health professionals will tell you that, you know, a lot of times people say, I'm sad, I don't want to live anymore, and stuff like that. But when it gets down to making a plan, that's where it's like super serious, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the fact that somebody supporting this ministry, keeping it there, keeping it in front of her, is what altered her plan. I mean, that's God working at his finest. And that's what we're asking you to be a part of. Honestly, it's great for you and your family, and you can listen and have fun when you know, your life is in that place. It's great. But when things start to crash down and you need this like she needed it, it's awesome that it's there. And you can be part of that. It can be there for you and your family, and it can be there for other people as well. So if you want to help us get started here, you know, just right out of the gate, just saying, get this thing kicked off as we move into Support Drive on Friday. Six people here in this next two songs would be huge if you could help out. Eight.
Text give.
Give.
To
9-1-9-7-9. I almost gave the phone number out. Like, it's so funny. It's like somebody got in my head about the phone number earlier today because we're not doing that yet. And I almost just did it. All right. So text give to 91979, or you can always go to wayfm.com/donate.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Did you know that the average pay for a football quarterback is a ridiculous $7 million? Wow. That is a
I
lot
did not know
of
that.
Money. But that's not the case for San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback.
Oh my goodness.
Brock Purdy. The poor boy, bless his heart, maybe we need to start a GoFundMe for him, but he only makes a meager $850,000.
That is shocking to me. Like, if everyone else is making like $7 million.
Right. I mean, it doesn't even compare. And honestly, I don't know how he pays his bills.
Well, he
it's
probably
so
doesn't.
Sad.
I mean, for that, because he loses half of that to the government because you're in a higher tax bracket.
Oh, bless him. My heart goes out to him.
I know you're being sarcastic. I feel bad for this guy, man. I'm serious.
And while I could tell you why he makes so much less than most, I'll just let Gavin step in here and tell you because, honestly, I don't care.
Okay. So the only reason that he makes so little money comparatively, because that is still a lot of money in my head, but comparatively, he was in the draft. When he was drafted in the 7th round, which is the last round, and he was the last pick of the 2022 NFL draft.
That was high school for me, all of elementary school, high school, except with one difference, I was never picked. Sure. They were like, oh, we ran out of time here, so why don't you just, like, I don't know, you can keep score.
And when guys get drafted, they have a base salary that they are given. A first round quarterback actually makes a good amount of money. I think they make around that $7 million mark per year. But then since he was the last pick in the draft, that money that's allocated for that pick is so minuscule, again, comparatively.
Yeah, but I will say that those first pickers, they're not carrying their team to the Super Bowl, and he did, right?
Yes, he's on a really good team, and he is a really good quarterback. It is interesting, though, because I had heard the story about how little money he makes, apparently, and he lives in San Francisco.
That's nothing. It's not a lot of money there.
Very expensive place to live. He actually has three roommates in an apartment. Aww. He drives a Toyota SUV while these other guys are out here driving Lambos.
I know. See, it's not right.
Look, it isn't right.
If we're going to pay these guys all this money, like, he should be making bank. He took his team to the Super Bowl.
And I think that the contract they usually give is around 4 years right out the gate. So this is theoretically how much money he would be making for the next couple years. They'll probably...
He's got to renegotiate.
They'll probably renegotiate and give him some... Especially if he wins the Super Bowl. You don't give a Super Bowl winning quarterback six figures. Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, heaven forbid.
Got to get him up to eight.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll change for him. Now I'm rooting for him. I like Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's the interesting thing is that if you look at Patrick's contract, he makes about $50 million a year. Oh, because he is the best.
Now you feel bad for him.
Oh, no.
That's a big difference.
No, like, I think they all need to take a pay cut.
Like this guy, that's a whole other story. I agree with that. But like this guy here, like Patrick Mahomes, probably in the first three, while he's warming up, while he's stretching, probably makes what this guy makes in a year, like while he's just working out, you know?
Per breath, he's just, raking in the cash.
Yeah. And
Brock Purdy's out there just starving.
Yeah, starving. Oh, I don't know if he's starving, but I do. I feel bad for that guy now. So I will be watching the game differently now. I will be pulling for Brock Purdy, I think, now. So anyway, there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you can know somebody for years, but not know everything about them. And so that's why we're doing Getting to Know You with the people on the show, Betty and Gavin, because I talk a lot, I share a lot of my life, and so sometimes we don't get to know them as much as I'd like for you to know them. And so here's the question for today that you need to answer is, other than your house or your car, what is the most expensive thing you own?
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know mine.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. What
is it? Definitely, yeah. My car is probably worth less than this item. I would say my iPad.
Really? And you just bought this and you got it on sale.
I don't have expensive taste.
You really don't.
But this iPad, I love it. Yeah. And I was wondering, would I really use it? But it has been so helpful with like journaling, doing Bible reading.
Sure.
Especially, there's this little app that you can download and you can color pages.
Aww.
That has been a lot
of fun. That's a big thing for you because you like to color anyway.
It's a de-stresser for
sure. Interesting. So that's good. So that's something that's brought you joy. And it literally, I think you ended up getting it for like $300 and something.
Yeah.
So that is the most expensive
thing
that you have. I love how simple you are. Like honestly, like getting Betty gifts, if you get her something that has thought behind it, it can be a twig. But she doesn't care.
That's true.
Yeah, I love that. All right, Gavin, how about you?
I'm going to go with a glider/recliner that we just got for our nursery.
Okay.
And again.
That baby isn't even born yet. I know. He's already sucking you dry.
But for me, there's not enough value I can place upon the place that I know my wife and I will be sleeping while a baby is all this stuff.
Yeah, so you want to get a good one.
Got like a good base, it reclines well, it swivels really comfortably.
Okay.
And so we got one that I think is going to be very helpful, and I'm just going to try and recover from it financially.
It is jarring how much like baby stuff. Like you could take that same chair and be like, chair for a guy. And then you go, chair for a baby, for a newborn baby with a chair that moms love. It instantly increased that same chair by about $1,000.
But it's invaluable to my wife. You know, she's a lot better than I am at not seeing price.
Yeah.
She's great at not knowing or not feeling it as much as I do.
Well, there you go. Well, it's apparently the good news is neither one of you have like expensive tastes. And so that makes you easy to shop for. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Is that what this was?
Yeah, yeah. It just makes my life easier when it comes to birthdays and stuff. I'm like, oh, good. I don't have to get them anything.
I like cash.
Yeah.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting YFM. This is the Wally Show. And recently, Lauren reached out to me about something we were talking about on the show. And it's just Wally at wayfm.com. You can do the same thing. Said, I was listening to the podcast and you were talking about the picture of Jesus that was controversial from Spain. Yeah, it was like a young, ripped Abercrombie, in shape looking version of Jesus.
Yeah, and something about it was just giving creepy vibes.
For sure.
I don't know what it was.
Well, she said, and you guys had talked about this. I found it interesting. I saw a documentary about the Shroud of Turin, which you know what that is, right, Rock?
No.
The Shroud of Turin. It's the burial clothes of Jesus, and there's like an imprint left on it. So they did like 3D technology to see kind of what Jesus looked like based on the imprint of that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Discovery Channel did it. I've seen it before. And she, because we were discussing, was Jesus like this super great looking person? Was he homely? Was he middle of the road? And if you watch this documentary, it basically shows that he was kind of an everyman, you know, is what they were speculating, that there was nothing, you know, super glorious, but nothing hideous? I don't know.
Right, and I think that's what the Bible says, and I can't tell you the reference of that, but Wally can. Wally, what reference is that?
It's in the Bible that Betty was just talking about. And so, Lauren will have to do some more research for us, apparently, but thank you. Then this one here from Josiah. Hey, Wally, I was listening to music at work, and Love Me Like You came up. This is a song by The Young Escape.
I took your words and made a riddle with that, and I cried a river, and you went and built a bridge over that. Rainstorms, rainbow, you brought the Skittles to that. You gave me love when I had nice guests.
Yeah, I love that song. I clued in on the Skittles. You brought the Skittles to that. And so I had done a Skittles version of this with a rap about Skittles specifically, and said, hey, I used to have the podcast episode it was on saved, but I can't find it. Can you possibly replay that for me so that I can hear it? And so absolutely. I'd forgotten this, and Gavin found it. So here you go. This is the Skittles version of the Young Escape song.
Rainbow, they're the same, yo. Color doesn't matter, it's all in your dome. So red, purple, green, orange, or yellow. Mellow fellow, come on, let's go. Hard candy shell, you can't hear the ocean. Skittles in my head, I can't contain my emotion. Packed with flavor, flavor, flavor. Boy, confection, perfection. It's such a joy to Skittle diddle do, Skittle diddle do.
Wow. I forgot the flavor, boy!
I don't think I've heard this
ever. I am amazed at the number of times, that short amount of time, that you lost track of the tempo. Like you
tempo
just,
is
you got out of it.
It's a hard one.
It's a relative concept.
Is
and
it?
So, yeah, sometimes, this is what you don't know about music.
Yeah,
sometimes being a little behind the beat, a little ahead of the beat, is better than being right on beat.
Really?
It's too white guy rap that way. You gotta you gotta sit back in the cut a little bit and then rush the tempo a little bit.
You didn't think Skittle Diddle Do wasn't white boy rap enough?
No, I did not.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting! Way of him, this here's the good news. Giddy up! It's the Wally Show, too, by the way. If you got a hankering for some good news because the regular news is a bit of a bummer, we can help you out right now. A couple rapid-fire good news stories. There was a video we actually all saw the other day. I got an update of it here. It was in California. They've just had these torrential rains, and it's bad. There's flooding, and there was a helicopter picking up a guy out of, like, one of their basins, and they're like, this man and his dog got trapped, and Betty's like, oh, the dog! And, like, she didn't even care about the guy, but she's like, what about the dog?
Well, because the guy got himself in that spot, but the dog didn't.
Just along for the ride,
right.
I guess, yeah. Well, the good news is, Lady Rock, they found the dog's body, and
Stop
it was still
it.
Living. It was still living. Yes, yay, good
yay.
News!
They rescued the dog.
All right, Betty Rock, good news, goody go.
There's a woman who was shocked when she spotted her husband in the background of a selfie that she took just 2 years ago before they even met. The photo was is from 2012, and
that's
then they
funny.
Met 2 years later and got married last August.
That's really weird. So she just took a random selfie and then is looking back through it, and it turns out he was just behind her somehow, some way.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that is really weird.
It makes you wonder, I've wondered this before, like, how many family photos are am I in the background of, and
right.
I don't even know it. Like, how many photo albums am I in,
yeah.
and I don't know it.
Yeah, and then maybe one day you meet that guy, and he's like, wait, you were stalking me for this
I was
many years?
Say.
Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a dad in Las Vegas noticed that his daughter was falling behind in reading after schools closed down during the pandemic. So even though he had no coding experience, he started working on an AI reading app to help her catch up.
That's good.
Using ChatGPT, it tracks the words that your kid does know, and it pairs them with words that they're struggling with, and it creates a custom children's story using those specific words.
That's awesome.
It's called Word Stumble, and apparently it is free for anyone who wants to go look into it.
See, that's kind of cool. So he develops this thing and then makes it free and not making money off it because he knows like that
other
struggle
people.
Of being a parent wanting to help your kid. Well, there you go. That is why we do Good News Giddy Up right there. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And did you ever have that friend that, like, especially when you're kids, you're, like, in a race or something, like, on your mark, get set, and then they take off. Like, come on, man. Okay, that was that kid. Because I needed all the help I could get to get a head start on anything. Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that kid that jumps the gun right now, that you as an adult are the kid that said, all right, let's jump in early. We have support drive coming up Friday. And so we're looking for people that will say, hey, I want to join you early, because we've had other people very generously put up $20,000 to challenge people to join them. And here's the challenge. It's doing a monthly gift, whatever your best monthly gift is, whether it's $15 a month or whether it's $100 a month, somewhere in that, doesn't matter. Whatever your gift is, that's between you and God. But you can be part of unlocking 20,000 much needed dollars before we even start support drive on Friday.
And that might look for you like $10 a month or $20, $30, $40, maybe $100 a month. Whatever it is, whatever your best monthly gift is, text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 91979. We'll send you a link and you can give right there and then. Give to 91979.
And speaking of head starts, like getting five people in this next 5 minutes here as we wrap up this hour would be huge, because it would set us up and give us a head start into the next hour's goal for getting all of the people needed to meet this $20,000 match. So maybe that's you, very last minute, you say, I want to get involved. Or you might even be asking, well, why should I get involved? Because, like, you guys, it's free radio, right? Why do you need my help? Well, let me share with you a little bit of Sue's story.
Well, I just started listening to it probably about a month ago. I have a son that has Down syndrome. Very outgoing, personable, you know, talk your ear off and stuff, even if you couldn't understand him. Then COVID hit, and the isolation for people with Down syndrome was devastating, because they thrive off of the socialization. He completely shut down on me, and it went on for a really long time. And then after the first of the year, the station that we used to listen to changed their format. Didn't really like it, was trying to find a new station, and I happened to cross you guys, and he started singing. And since then, he, you know, little steps, but he's been coming back, and I credit the station for getting my kid back.
Man, that's humbling, and it's crazy to see how something like this thing that, you're right, is free for everybody can make a difference in somebody's life. And then when they encounter it in that way, that's like, man, I want to support this. I want to be involved with this. It was good for me. I want to make sure it's there for other people as well. So if you were looking for the why today, maybe that's it. Maybe you've got a kid that, you know, you watch them sing these songs and it's just out of joy that they sing. Or maybe her, it's out of necessity. It's communication, and it connects on a deeper level. And that's why you want to support. Whatever it looks like for you, your best monthly gift right now could turn into $20,000. Very quickly here, we run out of time on this tomorrow. And in fact, this opportunity only lasts till tomorrow. So if you would want to help out, if you could help out, man, thank you so, so much.
Give, G-I-V-E, text that word, give, to 91979. We'll send you the link. That's give to 91979. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.